Happy to start. I mean, it's been a difficult season for me, but like I said, happy to bounce back with a draw. The lads proved a massive point out there today, I think. Everyone worked hard, and I thought it was great for everyone, the fans watching, just to show, obviously, how much the lads have got mentally and physically. And I think that showed out there today.
Yeah, it's always good to come back from two goals. Obviously, you don't want to be two down in the first place, but to come back from two goals down shows you finish with real momentum. I think there was only going to be one team that was going to win it in the end there.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And like I said, everyone's in it together, from the subs, the staff and the players. Everyone works hard, no matter what happens off the pitch. In training and what's gone on this week's been difficult for the lads, you know. So, yeah, it was just down to us today to go out there and not really change anything, you know, just to work hard and carry on playing how we've been playing throughout the season.
And I thought the fans were terrific today, even at the 2-0 down, that they stayed with you. I think important that you got your first goal back, because it just gave the fans something to cheer about before half-time. Then they were terrific second half, and you seemed to sort of feed off each other.
Yeah, that was it. I think the first goal that Copsey scored, you know, it kind of brought us in, taking us in at half-time. Obviously, at 2-1, it gave us a little positive. And then we come out in the second half positive on the front foot, and that's what we needed. But like I said, it's a never-die attitude from the boys. We never give in. And I think it's a credit to Matty for stepping in and taking the job for a day. It was a lot of pressure on him. But like I said, everyone stuck in it together, and we ground it out, and we got a point off it.
You say it's been a difficult week for the club, obviously Dermot Drummy leaving the club on Friday. What was that like as players? I mean, particularly with one game to go, I mean, how difficult is that for you as a team?
I say it's always difficult, you know, anyone losing their job in or out of football. But like I said, it's how you bounce from it, how you react, and that's the main thing. And like I said, out there today, I think that showed. But like I said, off the pitch, the lads, nothing changed in training on Friday. Everyone worked hard and stuck in. And like I said, it's a sad situation for Matty and the gaffer to leave. But like I said, everyone will be in it together, and we'll carry on working hard and be here next season still.
Do you sort of players sort of feel sort of tough to really have to take some of the responsibility? Because obviously it's the manager that seems to always carry the can. But do you sort of players sort of look at yourself and think, we've kind of let him down a bit here?
Oh, of course. There's players in it, staff in it, managing it, you know. It's just one-sided. So like I said, the lads will take responsibilities they need to take, but everyone's worked hard, everyone will carry on working hard and give their all, and I don't think no one will ever give in. So like I said, everyone will just bounce back from it and carry on pushing.
It's been a difficult season for you injury wise I mean, you started brightly, but then I think you've made one comeback, and maybe come back a bit too early, or think you have another injury. And so it's been a difficult time for you, frustrating one on the whole.
Yeah, it's been tough. Not one, like I said, I'd enjoy. It's been frustrating, but like I said, when I get out there and get my chance, I like to contribute, like I've said before, and provide for the team, whether it's goals, assists, defending, attacking, and I try and do that whenever I can. So like I said, I've got to put on a show or a good atmosphere and entertain the fans in which way I can.
But have you got an option for next year? I'm not sure whether it's you or the club that invokes that, but are you happy at the club? Or do you want to stay?
Yeah, I'm fine at the club. Like I said, I just focus on my football. I want to play as much football as I can. So like I said, I'll just go away in the summer, rest up and come back next season like normal.
Yeah, I mean, do you sort of, obviously you had a difficult season last season as well. Has it been down to pre-season at all that you've had these injury problems, or it's just been bad luck?
Yeah, I'll just say bad luck. Like I said, no one really gets a little crack in their toe, really. And that was the main injury for me, and then obviously my knee. But like I said, I do as much as I can when I'm injured to try and stay fit and strong. And like I said, when I come out there, when I get the chance, I try and do as much as I can. So it's just down to me, really.
The sort of the front four of you today, with obviously James Collins up front, then yourself, Dean Cox in the central row, Enzio Bodin on the right hand side. I'm sure a lot of fans would say that's probably the best front four that you've got. I mean, that was a shame to come together in the last game.
Yeah, we try and work together as much as we can. Obviously, with Coxie coming in and Enzio playing on the right, so it's a positive all round. But like I said, we've all got to work hard, we're all in it together, from the goalkeeper down to Colo. Everyone's in it together, and we all contribute as much as we can.
And obviously, plenty of positives for next season. Looks like plenty of players are still under contract for next season, so certainly something to build on for this, in spite of where you finish, in spite of the change in the manager. Player wise, there'll still be some stability, hopefully.
Yeah, that's it. I think, like I said, everyone will come back to pre-season fit and in good condition, you know, and that's just the way it is these days. No one really comes back unfit and slacking, so it's just down to everyone to do what they need to do in the off-season, whether that's rest, maybe kick on a bit, or do whatever they need to do. But like I said, everyone will come back all guns blazing. I'm sure it'll be a positive next season.